One of our most re-listened to segments is our sit-down conversation with Jeanette McCurdy, the now 31-year-old former child star of the Nickelodeon smash hits iCarly and Sam and Cat. Her 2022 best-selling memoir, I'm Glad My Mom Died, tells of growing up trying to fulfill her monstrous stage mother's dream of becoming an actress and describes a toxic atmosphere at Nickelodeon in the late 1990s and early 2000s, centered around the top producer with godlike status who created the shows.
The person you call the creator.
Yes.
Dan Schneider.
The creator.
The creator.
Jeanette couldn't say his name, but the new docuseries from Investigation Discoveries doesn't hesitate. The series is called Quiet Onset, The Dark Side of Kids TV. Here's a bit of the trailer.
In the early 90s, Nickelodeon was kid everything. And you better hope that your house had cable.
Wasn't there to educate you. We were there to have fun, to get slimed, to be entertained.
And this is when Dan Schneider arrives, Nickelodeon's golden boy. He created these shows that were hugely successful for them.
No one had ever really done sketch comedy starring kids for kids.
That's producer Dan Schneider's voice at the end. Quiet Onset details claims of inappropriate behavior on and off the set, inappropriate scripts, jokes with double entendres, double dares that made kids uncomfortable. There was also sexism, racism, bullying from Dan Schneider. After the first two episodes aired, he said this.
Watching over the past two nights was very difficult, me facing my past behaviors, some of which are embarrassing and that I regret. And I definitely owe some people a pretty strong apology.
But the final episode revealed the actor who'd been sexually assaulted at 14 by his dialogue coach Brian Peck was Drake Bell, co-star of Drake and Josh. Peck was one of three predators discovered on Nickelodeon lots. He went to prison for 16 months, and Drake Bell connected his problems as a young adult to the abuse.
There was definitely a slow decline in my mental health and sobriety. I mean, DUIs, behaviors that were happening because I was lost.
So, how much damage did Nickelodeon do to child actors? Why did Brian Peck, who served time for his assaults on Drake Bell and had to register as a sex offender, then get hired by Disney TV? Nadira Goff has been covering this for Slate. Nadira, we're warning listeners, this may not be for all ears, but how big is this story in the industry?
The story is huge. I mean, according to Investigation Discovery, the first four episodes have been watched by 16 million viewers across cable network and streaming, and the sizable reaction to the docuseries has actually led to promises of a fifth bonus episode set to air on April 7th, in which a lot of the same sort of featured actors with talking heads in the first four episodes will return for a moderated discussion.
Right.
So it's definitely, you know, blowing up everyone's social media.
And tick through some of those other names and allegations and shows as much as you can.
Yeah, so a lot of the allegations about the on-screen content revolve around jokes that we maybe laughed at when we were children, but in hindsight are now being viewed as thinly veiled sexual innuendos. In particular, one example is from Leon Frierson, who was an earlier actor on All That, which was sort of an SNL for children, who tells of when he was forced to play a nose-themed superhero character on the show.
Nose, yes. Nose-themed, yes.
Mm-hmm. Nose-themed, yes. For which he was donned in, you know, classic superhero tights that were befitted with phallic-looking noses on his shoulders. And the punchline or end of that sketch involves those phallic noses shooting a snot-like goo at the face of another character.
So
that's not the sort of only joke from a Schneider show mentioned in the documentary that points to a potentially thinly veiled joke of that manner. In addition, Brian Hearn, another black male actor who was the only black male actor during his tenure on All That's later seasons, details a sort of racially discomforting environment. For instance, he recounts being cast as a Girl Scout cookie dealer in a sketch which mimicked a drug dealing scenario.
Yeah. Look, there's jokes about girls being slapped by sausages, sucking on things. You write about Ariana Grande and Victorious.
Yeah, there's a tendency that the documentary posits within Schneider's content across, you know, for years across all of his shows, to over-sexualize young girls and young female characters. Particularly in the docuseries, I think one of the most glaring examples is of now mega pop star Ariana Grande, who was a star on the show Victorious and then Sam and Cat. Victorious had extra online content you could watch online, and these were sort of like fake video diaries or vlogs. And the documentary shows a supercut of Ariana Grande in that extra content, doing things like putting tomatoes in her bra or massaging a potato in a sexual manner or pouring water on herself in a sexually suggestive manner.
Yeah. Look, female writers also said they were asked to mimic sex acts. One filed a suit. It was settled. And then there was another investigation in 2018, and Schneider and Nickelodeon parted ways. But the dysfunction, Drake Bell's dad said the abusing coach drove a wedge between him and his son. Amanda Bynes had a dysfunctional family. In our conversation with Jeanette McCurdy, she reminded us why child actors may not have said anything. Here's Jeanette from our conversation talking about Schneider first.
There was an investigation, and it found that he had been abusive, verbally abusive.
I was in a lot of sort of toxic and chaotic, dysfunctional environments that I didn't recognize as such because I'd been used to that at home.
So that's the kids. What about Nickelodeon? I mean, how were there sex offenders on the set? We mentioned Brian Peck. There was Jason Handy, who was the guy who ushered kids around and also sent them and their moms inappropriate sex pictures of himself. He was arrested. Another man was convicted of abusing a boy on the lot. He had prior sex offender convictions. What is Nickelodeon saying?
Currently, Nickelodeon has a statement that repeats for every episode that basically says, though we cannot corroborate or negate allegations of behaviors from productions decades ago, currently, they investigate all formal complaints as a part of their commitment to fostering a safe and professional workplace environment free of harassment, and that over the years, they've adopted numerous safeguards to ensure that they're living up to their own high standards. I do think that a lot of this docuseries seeks to not only call out Schneider, but to call out a sort of alleged negligence of Nickelodeon as a place that employed children, but did not necessarily treat those environments as places that employed children, did not put in the proper protections for these kids, did not maybe allegedly do the background checks they should have done. I mean, a lot of the men you named, though not all of them, actually had prior known histories of sexual offense. Mm. So a lot of this docuseries is separating itself from Schneider and just pointing to a larger culture of TV sets and Hollywood being unsafe for children.
And Schneider does the same thing, by the way, in this interview that he did with Bobby Bowman or Boogie, who played Tebow on iCarly, because you have Drake Bell, who, you know, says of his abuse by his acting coach, think of the worst thing, and that was it. You know, pretty terrible sexual abuse. But he also said Dan Schneider was there for him, and here's what Dan Schneider said, you know, that he helped Drake's mom.
She came to me at the time, and she said, Dan, I'm not good with words like you are. And would you help me with my speech for the judge? And I said, of course. And I did.
This is when they all had to go to court to take that, offender to court. Nadira Goff, where does Dan Schneider land after this?
It's sort of confusing. First of all, the one thing I would like to point out is that this 20-minute video response that you're talking about, in which it's posted on YouTube, both on Schneider's account and on Boogie's account, is moderated by Boogie, who was an actor on iCarly and who has, as you can tell throughout the conversation, a positive experience of his time on Dan Schneider's sets. He is not a journalist, and he also was not a child when he was on the show. And so his viewpoint is maybe different from the people who are interviewed in the actual docuseries.
Right.
But the thing that is sort of confusing throughout the apologies slash statements that Schneider gives is that he does apologize for his behavior, but he also is adamant that he did not have unilateral power for the things that happened on set, that everything he did was carefully scrutinized by dozens of involved adults and network executives on both coasts. And so, you know, there's a sort of push and pull of him acknowledging wrongdoing, but then also saying, hey, it wasn't just me.
Right.
Look, a lot of these now older actors are calling for so much change in the industry. We're going to be hearing a lot more about that. But what are you hearing from people who are now also older who grew up on these shows?
Well, I think one thing that's sort of unsettling is that the allegations are still unfolding. Not only is there a fifth bonus episode coming, but other actors from that time period are taking to TikTok and social media to talk about their experiences, particularly an actress from the show The Naked Brothers Band, which was not a Schneider show, but was from the same area, from the same era, and on Nickelodeon. She makes a TikTok expressing her negative experiences where she was 14 or 15 at the time and for a scene was forced to kiss someone that she says was 30 plus years older than her. So I think for me and my age demographic who are targets for these shows and who have a history of loving this stuff are still sort of trying to process all of the information and are finding it sort of hard to do so.
And heartbreaking for some. Nadira Goff of Slate on the Investigation Discovery's docuseries Quiet Onset, which is streaming now. Nadira, we'll follow this with you. Thank you.
Thank you.